Hi, I'm David Flato, and this is Parsha Vayishlach. I'm a Talmud instructor here at Drisha in the summer program, the wonderful summer program that you should all join us in. I want to speak about Parsha Vayishlach and its opening chapters. I think we encounter a major problem in its opening chapters in terms of its layout and in terms of its emotional mood. The Parsha famously begins with Yaakov's great anticipation of the encounter with Esau. Finally, things are going to come to a head. And Yaakov is overwhelmed by anticipation of the showdown with his brother, his estranged brother who he hasn't seen for so long. And in a series of steps that seem almost feverishly desperate but also well calculated, Yaakov tries to prepare for the showdown. So the beginning of the parsha begins with Vayishlach Yaakov Melachim Lefanav Al Esav Achiv. He sends emissaries to his brother, and their report is a grave one, that Esav is marching towards Yaakov. When Yaakov hears of this, he has to devise a plan, and the plan is quite desperate. Yaakov decides he's going to take his camp and split it in half and turn it into two camps, basically a type of suicide pact, that one of the two camps might get lost, sort of unthinkable and unimaginable, but yet pushed to the brink, this is what Yaakov has to come up with. And then Yaakov, of course, realizes that in his arsenal it's not just military strategies, but also prayer, and he turns to God, and he prays to God that God should remember, despite his small, humble place in the world, that he needs God's support. Hatzilenina, save me from my brother. Ki yare anochi. Yaakov is desperately afraid of what is about to happen. And then he starts sending gifts and presents, trying to appease his brother. A desperate last move. And he doesn't just send one, he sends a series of them to his brother. That's the opening scene of the Parsha. Very familiar, very fraught with tension. And yet, when they finally meet, in the next chapter, none of this materializes. The great battle that we anticipate never ever happens. That ultimate showdown, that confrontation, that might be bloody and terrifying, never happens. We read in the next chapter 33, Lamed Gimel, verse Dalet, that Esav sees his brother and he hugs him. And we're almost left caught wondering, what was all that buildup and anticipation? What was all that great anxiety, that great fear? Yaakov took so many steps to prepare for the showdown, and the showdown never happens. I would say it's one of the great anticlimactic moments of the Torah. There's this build-up to this great, dramatic showdown and confrontation at all costs, and it never ever happens. What are we to make of that? Actually, if you read that opening chapter a little bit more carefully, chapter Lamed Bet 32, you will see that there actually is a confrontation. But the confrontation comes from elsewhere. After all that build-up, but prior to meeting Esav, we read that Yaakov is all alone. Vayivater Yaakov levado. This is Lamed Bet, verse Chafhei. Vayaveki shimo adalot hashachar. There actually is a climactic battle. But the battle does not happen with Esav. The battle happens with an Ish, an anonymous person we read about. In fact, this is so embedded in the narrative, the Chazal comment that who is this Ish? Sarosh al Esav. And I think at least part of the idea there is, of course, because when you read the narrative flow, you're anticipating a showdown with Esav, so the Ish must somehow be connected to Esav. And yet, on a pshat reading, and certainly Parshanim also went in this direction, the Ish is not Esav. Rather, the Ish is a different, anonymous, unexpected assailant. So in one sense, the entire Parsha is smooth, and in the other sense, the entire Parsha is disconnected. It's smooth because there's a build-up to a battle scene. Indeed, there's a battle. And then there's resolution. But actually, if we pay more careful attention, it's disconnected. There's anticipation for a battle on front A with Esav, and then there's a battle on front B with Anish. And there's really no connection between the build-up and anticipation of battle on front A and the actual battle that's totally blindsided, unexpected on front B. And we have to combine all of that to appreciate the drama of Parshat Vayishlach. But then the question is, what's the point of all that buildup? If all of it is futile, the buildup for the battle on front A actually leads nowhere. And then the actual battle that happens on front B is totally unexpected. Except that we notice something important in the battle on front B. As unexpected, as much as it's blindsided, Vayivater Yaakov levado v'yavek ishimo, but Yaakov prevails. Kisarita melokim imanoshim batucham. Yaakov, without any expectation, without any preparedness, succeeds in the battle on front B. So I think if we put all of this together, the following is the messer of the Parsha, and I think it's an important messer to take home with us. How does Yaakov succeed? Yaakov is a personality that prepares. A personality that it doesn't prepare in one sense, prepares in multiple senses. Prepares through emissaries, prepares through battle plans, prepares through prayers, prepares through gifts of appeasement, in multiple senses. He's so calculating, and so careful and so measured. And yet, Yaakov is able to win battles, even unexpected ones. But I think, of course, the two have to be brought together. The reason that Yaakov is able to succeed, even in unexpected challenges, is because Yaakov is a prepared person. Because Yaakov is a developed personality. Because Yaakov has integrity. Because Yaakov takes nothing for granted. Because Yaakov is willing to prepare with all his capacities, not only is he going to succeed in battles that he anticipates, but even in the unanticipated, he's a balanced enough, prepared enough, thoughtful enough, complete enough human being that could handle those challenges as well. Of course, this is a metaphor for life too. In life, we make so many plans and so much expectations for things that we anticipate are going to be so important. Sometimes they are, and sometimes they're actually not. And yet, some of the great challenges come from the most unexpected of directions. Suddenly, we're hit with challenges we don't expect. And that's really quite overwhelming. But the strategy that Yaakov seems to teach us is prepare, be balanced, have integrity, learn how to deal with all types of challenges. There are challenges that you could plan for, but if you're a balanced, prepared, developed human being, if you have shleimut, like Yaakov is called later in the Parsha, shalem, having full integrity, then you'll succeed in confronting challenges from unexpected places as well. Shabbat shalom.